Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Yom Amar by Ram Goldner and today Maseches Baba Kama Daf Yud Ches, the second parak, Ketzad HaRegel. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara tends to resolve Rava's question if we follow the beginning of the breaking process or the moment something actually breaks regarding Sroros. A Braisa teaches Tanagoin Shei Mechatin Vechevel Dui. If chickens were pecking at the rope of a bucket, but Nipsa Kachevel Venishbar Dui and the rope snapped and the bucket broke, he pays full damages. The Gemara assumes that the chicken's actions caused the bucket to roll away and break, yet he still pays full damages. The Gemara suggests that Tana Sumkas, who obligates full payment for Sroros. Now this is rejected because the Braisa concludes that if a shard of the bucket shot out and broke another utensil, he pays only half damages, and it's an unresolved question if Sumkas concedes that half damages are paid for a secondary force. Finally, Rabbi Barabai answers the Chazim Minei, the cases where the bucket is moving constantly from the chicken's pushing until it breaks from the chicken's body. Point number two, Rava asked, Chatzin Nazik Sroros, regarding half damage payments for Sroros. Magufo Mashalm, does he pay from the animal's body, meaning liability cannot exceed the damaging animal's value, Om Aliyah Mashalim, or does he pay from choice property without limit? On the one hand, no half damages are paid Ma'aliyah, for example, Karen pays Magufo. But on the other hand, there is no precedent for Regal paying Magufo. A Mishnah is quoted which states, Hakel v'shanato charara v'holach ugadish, a dog which took a biscuit from coals and went to a heap of grain, ate the biscuit and set the grain on fire with the coal stuck to the biscuit, the owner pays full damages for the biscuit and half damages for the grain. Now this is presumably because of Sroros, because the fire spread to another spot, yet a braisa teaches the payment is Magufo. The Gemara counters that the case cannot be ordinary Sroros, because Rabbi Elazar requires paying full damages Magufo for the grain, which is impossible for Sroros. Rava eventually concludes that both Tanaim hold like Sumkas, that ordinary Sroros pay fully, but here, the dog did something unusual with the coal, which is like Karen. Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Tarfon that Karen pays fully in private property, and Rava explains why he pays Magufo. And pointing with you, Rava asked, Yesh ha'adah l'tzroros or ain ha'adah l'tzroros? Is there mood for Sroros, or is there no mood for Sroros? Rashi explained before in the second explanation that this refers to normal Sroros. But Karen medamin le, do we compare it to Karen since it pays only half damages and should share the halacha of Karen to pay fully after three times? Or Dilma told to the regal, or perhaps we should say it's a told of regal being common even the first time, and since only half damages are paid, this continues even beyond three times. A braisa is quoted which discusses an animal which dropped dung onto dough, where Rabbi Yehuda requires full payment and Rabbi Elazar obligates half damages. Since it's Sroros, we assume that Rabbi Yehuda obligates full payment because it happened three times previously, and he holds there is mood for Sroros, and Rabbi Elazar holds there is not. The Gemara responds that it may be discussing a first incident, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Sroros always pays full damages like Sumkas. The damage is not considered unusual, and therefore Karen, because the animal is confined in a small space. This case teaches an additional chiddush that although dung was inside the animal's body, it's still considered Sroros. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara tends to resolve Rava's question if we follow the beginning of the breaking process or the moment something actually breaks regarding Sroros. A braisa teaches Tanagoin Shei Mechatin Vechevel Dui. If chickens were pecking at the rope of a bucket, but Nipsa Kachevel Venishbar Dui and the rope snapped and the bucket broke, he pays full damages. The Gemara assumes that the chicken's actions caused the bucket to roll away and break, yet he still pays full damages. The Gemara suggests that Tana Sumkas, who obligates full payment for Sroros. Now this is rejected because the braisa concludes that if a shard of the bucket shot out and broke another utensil, he pays only half damages, and it's an unresolved question if Sumkas concedes that half damages are paid for a secondary force. Finally, Rabbi Barabai answers the Chazim Minei, the cases where the bucket is moving constantly from the chicken's pushing until it breaks from the chicken's body. Point number two, Rava asked, Chatzin Nazik Sroros, regarding half damage payments for Sroros. Magufo Mashalm, does he pay from the animal's body, meaning liability cannot exceed the damaging animal's value, Om Aliyah Mashalim, or does he pay from choice property without limit? On the one hand, no half damages are paid Ma'aliyah, for example, Karen pays Magufo. But on the other hand, there is no precedent for Regal paying Magufo. A Mishnah is quoted which states, Hakel v'shanato charara v'holach ugadish, a dog which took a biscuit from coals and went to a heap of grain, ate the biscuit and set the grain on fire with the coal stuck to the biscuit, the owner pays full damages for the biscuit and half damages for the grain. Now this is presumably because of Sroros, because the fire spread to another spot, yet a braisa teaches the payment is Magufo. The Gemara counters that the case cannot be ordinary Sroros, because Rabbi Elazar requires paying full damages Magufo for the grain, which is impossible for Sroros. Rava eventually concludes that both Tanaim hold like Sumkas, that ordinary Sroros pay fully, but here, the dog did something unusual with the coal, which is like Karen. Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Tarfon that Karen pays fully in private property, and Rava explains why he pays Magufo. And pointing with you, Rava asked, Yesh ha'adal etzroros, or ain ha'adal etzroros? Is there mu'ud for etzroros, or is there no mu'ud for etzroros? Rashi explained before in the second explanation that this refers to normal etzroros. But Karen medamin le, do we compare it to Karen since it pays only half damages and should share the halacha of Karen to pay fully after three times? Or dilma told to the regel, or perhaps we should say it's a told of regel being common even the first time, and since only half damages are paid, this continues even beyond three times. A braisa is quoted which discusses an animal which dropped dung onto dough, where Rabbi Yehuda requires full payment and Rabbi Elazar obligates half damages. Since it's roros, we assume that Rabbi Yehuda obligates full payment because it happened three times previously, and he holds there is mu'ud for roros, and Rabbi Elazar holds there is not. The Gemara responds that it may be discussing a first incident, and Rabbi Yehuda holds roros always pays full damages like simkas. The damage is not considered unusual, and therefore karen, because the animal is confined in a small space. This case teaches an additional chiddush that although dung was inside the animal's body, it's still considered tzroros. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Ches, and our standard siman is a chuppah because ben Yud Ches or chuppah, someone who's 18 should go to chuppah. So here goes. The chuppah on the farm was a disaster when a chicken pecked away at a rope, causing the glass under the chassan's foot to roll and break, frightening a dog which ran with a biscuit on fire towards a heap of grain, where an ox was dropping tzroros dung into the dough of the wedding cake. Once again, it's a motion. The chuppah, that must be on Daf Yud Ches. The chuppah on the farm was a disaster when a chicken pecked away at a rope, causing the glass under the chassan's foot to roll and break. Which reminds us, the Gemara attempts to resolve Rava's question if we follow the beginning of the breaking process or the moment a kli actually breaks regarding sroros. We try to resolve from the case of a chicken's pecking away at a rope of a bucket and the rope snapped and the bucket broke, he pays full damages. The Gemara goes on to clarify what the case was. So the chuppah on the farm was a disaster when a chicken pecked away at a rope, causing the glass under the chassan's foot to roll and break, frightening a dog which ran with a biscuit on fire towards a heap of grain, which reminds us, Rava asked, Chassinas Xroros, regarding half-damage payments for Xroros, Magufo Mashalm, does he pay from the animal's body, meaning liability cannot exceed the damaging animal's value, or Ma'aliya Mashalim, or does he pay from choice property without limit? On the one hand, no half damages are paid Ma'aliya, meaning Karen pays Magufo. But on the other hand, there's no precedent for Regal paying Magufo. A Mishnah is quoted which states, the dog which took a biscuit from coals and went to a heap of grain, ate the biscuit and set the grain on fire, with the coal stuck to the biscuit. The owner pays full damages for the biscuit and half damages for the grain. The Gemara goes on to analyze this case. So the chuppah on the farm was a disaster when a chicken pecked away at a rope, causing the glass under the chassan's foot to roll and break, frightening a dog which ran with a biscuit on fire towards a heap of grain, where an ox was dropping sroros dung into the dough of the wedding cake. Which reminds us, Rava asks, is there mu'ud for sroros, or is there no mu'ud for sroros? Rashi explains that this refers to normal sroros. Do we compare it to Karen, since it only pays half damages, and should share the halacha of Karen to pay fully after three times? Or dim with told of the regal, or perhaps we say it's a told of a regal being common even the first time, and since only half damages are paid, this continues even beyond three times. The Gemara attempts to answer from a braisa, which discusses an animal which dropped dung onto dough, where Rebbe Yehuda requires full payment, and Rebbe Elazar obligates half damages. So once again, the chuppah on the farm was a disaster when a chicken pecked away at a rope, causing the glass under the chassan's foot to roll and break, frightening a dog which ran with a biscuit on fire towards a heap of grain, where an ox was dropping sroros dung into the dough of the wedding cake. All right, so now it's time for four blabat chazar. Daf yadal. So the simon daf yadal is a yad a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. When a cow ate the juggler's fruit, juggler, that must be learned daf yadal, yad, hand. When a cow ate the juggler's fruit, he juggled, that was kept in a jointly owned chutzer designated for fruit, but not oxen, which reminds us, more discusses the case of a chutzer, which is miucheres peres venu miucheres shvarim, designated for produce, but not for oxen. Since oxen are not permitted to be ridden by the partners of this chutzer, the damage is considered to take place in another's field, and one is liable for shein and regel. So when a cow ate the juggler's fruit, he juggled, that was kept in a jointly owned chutzer designated for fruit, but not oxen. The juggler realized he would get paid for the damage minus the value of the mazik's window he broke while performing his juggling act, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists several rules about payments of damages, and the Gemara explains each one. The first is shum kesef. Payment is based on monetary assessment. Rabbi Yehuda explains, shum zet lo yael bekesef. Their assessment of damages should only be based on the amount of money lost. So when a cow ate the juggler's fruit, he juggled, that was kept in a jointly owned chutzer, designated for fruit, but not oxen. The juggler realized he would get paid for the damage minus the value of the mazik's window he broke while performing his juggling act. For the yesomim who only pay their father's obligations from land they inherited, not metaltli. Which reminds us, the next phrase in the Mishnah is shavah kesef. Payment is made with something worth money. A brace explains it means that payment is only from nechasim, sheisha machrayis, meaning land. Still, if the damaged party went first and seized metaltli, movable items, basin govin lomahen, basin collects for him from them. In a brace we learn regarding orphans of the responsible party, they only pay the father's obligations from land they inherited, and not metaltli. Daf tezvav. So the siman daf tezvav is a fruit bowl because tezvav reminds us of tu b'shvat reminds us of fruit, and we use a fruit bowl to make the siman more distinct. So here goes. The woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl, that must be on daf tezvav. Tu b'shvat relates to fruit bowl. The woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl, which reminds us, the Gemara brings sources that women are also chayv in damages in monetary law as well in liability for their murder. So the woman discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl, was informed that because of chetzi nezek kanas, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a machlokas about palgan niska, the half damages payment for when a tum animal damages. Rav Papa says mamona, it's a monetary payment of liability, and Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua says kanasa, it's a penalty. A nafka mina is where one admits that his animal damaged with care because one does not pay a kanas based on his admission. The Gemara concludes that chetzi nezek is a kanas. So the woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl was informed that because chetzi nezek kanas, a court date was set in Eretz Yisrael because it seems her little cat was guilty of killing and eating someone's large chickens. Which reminds us, the Gemara says that since the halacha is that chetzi nezek is a kanas, if a dog killed and ate a sheep or a cat killed and ate large chickens, it's an unusual damage and we do not collect in Bavel. Collection of any kanas requires judges with smicha, which is only given in Eretz Yisrael. Still, if the victim seized property of the damaging party, we don't take it away from him. Also, if the victim requested a court date in Eretz Yisrael to make his claim before judges with smicha, we set a date for him, and if the damaging party does not go, mishamtinle, we place a ban upon him. Daf Tezayin. So the siman Daf Tezayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. When the acrobat's ox, who also had large toes, acrobat, large toes, that must be on Daf Tezayin. When the acrobat's ox, who also had large toes, hopped onto the large jugs in Rosh Hashanah and destroyed them, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether an animal is mu'ud to squat on jugs and if there's enough kamina between large and small jugs. So when the acrobat's ox, who also had large toes, hopped onto the large jugs in Rosh Hashanah and destroyed them to avoid the lion who is seizing animals to eat them, which reminds us, Shmuel says, Ari b'Rosh Hashanah, where a lion attacks an animal, in Rosh Hashanah, daras va'achol pater, if it seized it and ate it while it was alive, its owner is exempt, tarfa achol chayv, but if it tore the animal to death and then ate it, he's chayv. Since it's normal for a lion to seize and devour its prey alive, it's the equivalent of an animal eating produce, which is exempt as shein in Rosh Hashanah. Tearing the prey to death first is unusual for a lion, and is classified as karen and is chayv half damages in Rosh Hashanah. So when the acrobat's ox, who also had large toes, hopped onto the large jugs in Rosh Hashanah and destroyed them, to avoid the lion who was seizing animals to eat them, the acrobat saved the ox by dropping the Mat Bein Tam L'Mu'ud sign on top of the lion, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Mat Bein Tam L'Mu'ud, what's the difference between the laws of a tam and a mu'ud? Ella, sha'atam b'shalom chetzi nezek magufo, only that regarding a tam, one pays half damages from the animal's body, meaning the payment is limited to the value of the damaging animal. Mu'ud b'shalom nezek shalom mina aliyah. Whereas regarding a mu'ud, one pays full damages from the aliyah, even if it exceeds his animal's value. Daf Yud Zayin. So the simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman. Used car salesman. That must be more Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman from Yisachar and Yosef Motors, who loved to earn Torah and lend out his cars, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai commenting on the pasuk, Hashreichem zorei al kol mayim, mishalchei regel ashtor v'chamor. Praiseworthy are you who sow by all waters, who send forth the feet of the ox and the donkey. This teaches kol osik b'tor gemilas chasadim, whoever occupies himself with Torah learning and bestowing kindness, zochel enachas shnei shvatim, merits the inheritance of two shvatim, referring to Yosef and Yisachar. He presents psukim demonstrating that zriah aludes to tzedaka and that mayim aludes to Torah. So the used car salesman from Yisachar and Yosef Motors, who loved to earn Torah and lend out his cars, was oblivious when a hog digging in the ground kicked up some pebbles that broke his car's windshield, which reminds us. The Gemara quotes three brises demonstrating that the law of tzroros is a machlokas whether one pays half or full damages, one case being that of a hog which was digging and caused pebbles to fly and damage. Rava ultimately explains that all Tanaim agree that kocho kagufo dami, one's force is like his body, and such damage is considered direct. Still, the Rabbanan hold, v'chetzi nezik tzoros hilchos gemirua, half damage payment for tzoros was received as a halacha hosh misinai. So the used car salesman from Yisachar and Yosef Motors, who loved to learn Torah and lend out his cars, was oblivious when a hog digging in the ground kicked up some pebbles that broke his car's windshield, while one of his sons dropped clay pots from the roof, while another son smashed them with a bat. On the way down, which reminds us, Rava asked if an animal trampled a kli but didn't break it immediately, and then it rolled elsewhere and broke on impact, what's the halacha? Busted mikar, do we follow the beginning of the process, and it's therefore the animal's body which broke the kli? Or do we follow the moment of the kli's breaking and it beats tzroros? The Gemara asks that this question can be resolved from Rava's ruling, Zorak kli marosha dug, if one threw a kli from the top of a roof, and someone else came and broke it with a stick, the second person is pata from paying, damrinu le manatavira tabar, because we say to him, he's merely broken an already broken kli. Since we consider the kli broken at the beginning of the process, the damage in Rava's case should be considered inflicted directly by the animal's body and pay in full. Alright, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we machlokes tanaim if tzroros pay only half damages, one case being that of a hog kicking pebbles and damaging? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss what one is chai for a lion eating his prey and the nafka mina and how the lion kills and eats it? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you the case of a cow dropping tzroro's dung into dough? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you when the Yisomi only pay for their father's obligations from karka, not metaltalin? That's on daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you when that whoever is osik in Torah and gemilas asadim is zochel and nachalas shnei shvatim, merits the inheritance of two shvatim? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do the case of a dog that takes a biscuit on fire to a heap of grain? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss what the din is regarding an animal squatting on jugs and the nafka mina if they're large or small jugs? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do the case of a chicken pecking at a rope that snaps, causing a bucket to break? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have machlokes if chasi nezik is mamon or kanas? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have the case of a dog that takes a biscuit on fire to a heap of grain? That's on daf Yud Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.